Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 31, Narada instructs the Prachetas. Text 25. Etat te abhihitam kshataha yat mam tvam pariprishtavan prachetasam naradasya sambadam harikirtanam etate bihitam kshatar yanmam tvam pariprishtavan prachetasam naradasya Sambadam Harikirtanam Etate Bhitam Kshatar Yanmam Tvam Pariprishtavan Prachetasam Naradasya Sambadam Harikirtanam Etate Bhitam Kshatar Yanmam tvam pariprishtavan Prachetasam naradasya Sambadam harikirtanam Ladies. This te unto you abhihitam instructed kshataha ovidura yet whatever mām, unto me. Tvam, you. Pariprishtavan, inquired. Prachetasam, of the Prachetas. Naradasya, of Narada. Samvadam, conversation. Harikirtanam, describing the glories of the Lord. My dear Vidura, I have told you everything you wanted to know about the conversation between Narada and the Prachetas, the conversation describing the glories of the Lord. I have related this as far as possible. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the glories of the Lord and His devotees. Because the whole subject matter is the glorification of the Lord, naturally the glorification of His devotees automatically follows. Because the Lord is always associated with His devotees. Krishna is never alone, He's always with devotees. And His pastimes are with His devotees. Even the demons who associate with Krishna, they get purified, so they become like devotees. And because the devotees are always in association with Krishna through chanting His names or seeing Him or serving Him, carrying out His orders, they're purified by Krishna's association. It's like someone who's always in association with fire becomes warm. An iron rod put in the fire gets the same qualities as fire. Tadiyanam samarchanam, Lord Shiva said that worshipping the devotees of the Lord, somehow it's even more potent and recommended than worshipping the Lord Himself. That's the principle of love me, love my dog. Everyone understand that principle? Yes? Love me, love my dog. What does it mean? Well, it's not exactly. I mean, that's true, but love me, love my dog. There's something more to it than that. Anyone else like to
explain? If you love the Lord, then you have to love everything which belongs to Him.
If I want to please the Lord, then I have to please the Lord.
You must. Yes, in other words, you must love the dog. It's not that you can say, I love the man, and you take, now he's standing there and you're cleaning his lapel and you're straightening his tie for him and putting everything just nice and...
Není to tak, že prostě ty miluješ toho pána a snažíš se ho nějak upravit mu kravatu, aby všechno bylo pěkné.
You're taking such nice care of the master, straightening up.
Pěkně se postaráš o toho pána a všechno na něm upravíš.
Then his pet dog comes running to see the master.
A pak jeho oblíbený pes přiběhne ke svému pánovi.
And you kick him away. Kick, get out of here. You're disturbing.
Tady rušíš.
What will the master say?
Co řekne ten pán?
He'll be very upset with you. How dare you kick my dog?
Velice rozrušen. Jak si dovolíš kopat mého psa?
No, I'm taking care of you right now. I'm making sure you're neat and everything, and this dog's disturbing. Say no, the master will say, you're disturbing. You're fired. You can fire him for that. You can't love the master without loving his dog. So it's not optional. I love the Lord, but the devotees... I like Krishna, but the devotees... Therefore, I'm keeping Krishna just with me. No devotees. Kick them away. Well, Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee.
Krishna říká, ten, kdo říká, že je můj oddaný, není můj oddaný.
One who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee.
Ten, kdo říká, že je oddaný mého oddaného, to je můj oddaný.
Krishna doesn't say that you should just hear from me. But in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, you must hear from the spiritual master.
Krishna neříká, že musíš naslouchat jenom mě, ale Bhagavad Gita říká, musíš naslouchat duchovního mistrovi.
And there's a reason. It's not just some kind of whimsical, arbitrary system.
Má to svůj důvod. Není to jenom nějaký náhodný systém.
That we cannot understand Krishna directly. Tadeshu durlabhama durlabhamatma bhakto. It becomes scrambled for us. Our intelligence is not sufficient to understand Krishna directly.
Naše inteligence není dostatečná, aby se mohli Krishnu pochopit přímo.
There's one person in the universe who was able to understand Krishna directly.
Pouze jedna osoba ve vesmíru mohla Krishnu pochopit přímo.
Lord Brahma.
Pán Brahma.
Tene Brahma Harida. The Lord, but Brahma is a very extraordinary personality.
Brahma je velice výjimečná osobnost.
And even he needed some clues, some hints.
A dokonce i on potřeboval nějakou nápovědu.
Tapa. He was trying to understand, he was searching, he went down the stem of the lotus. He was trying to find out his source.
On chtěl všechno pochopit, chtěl zjistit svůj původ. Tak šel dolů v tom stonku lotosu.
He was being very scientific.
Byl velice vědecký.
Scientific, scientifically he was trying to find out the source.
Chtěl vědecky najít ten svůj zdroj.
He was a big scientist.
Byl to velký vědec.
He had good vision.
Měl dobrou vizi.
Good intelligence.
Dobrou inteligenci.
All kinds of physical abilities.
Různé druhy fyzické schopnosti.
Didn't work. He was in the dark. So the Lord gave him a clue. Tapa, perform austerities.
Pán mu napovedel, tapa, vykonávaj tapasiu.
Perform some austerities. And austerities includes some conception that I must be performing the austerities for some reason.
Takže vykonávaj odzikání a tam je pojetí, že ja to odzikání vykonávam za nejakým účelem.
That I'm lacking something. And if I do these austerities, then I'll get some benediction from someone.
Takže mne niečo schází, a když budu vykonávať to odzikání, tak dostanu nejaké požehnání od niekoho.
And another point is, well, who's telling me to, where did this sound tapa come from? So it came from somewhere else.
A ten další bod je, že ten zvuk tapa od niekud přišel.
And the clue was, maybe whoever or whatever is vibrating the sound wants me to perform tapa, so they seem to be in a superior position than me.
Tak musí ta osoba musí být v nadřízeném postavení nade mnou.
They seem to know, they or it seems to know more than me because I'm frustrated.
Tak to vypadá, že ta osoba zná víc než já, protože já jsem frustrovaný.
But the rest of us would not have been able to figure that out.
Ale zbytek my bychom nebyli schopni to pochopit.
Brahma is extremely qualified, most qualified person in the universe. Therefore, he was chosen to be the engineer, the first living being in the universe.
Brahma je ta nejkvalifikovanější osoba ve vesmíru a proto byla vybraná, aby byl inženýrem vesmíru.
He could understand Krishna's hints. That was really a sutra, tapa. That was it. That was all he said.
Krátká sutra, slovo tapa, a on byl schopen to pochopit.
Brahma really had to have a keen intelligence to understand all the imports of tapa.
On musel mít obrovskou inteligenci, aby mohl pochopit ten význam toho tapa.
He had to understand Sanskrit also.
On taky rozuměl sanskritu.
So Brahma was able to get direct instruction from the Lord as his spiritual master, but the rest of us, we have to take some assistance from some of Krishna's devotees.
Takže Brahma byl schopen pochopit Krishnův pokyn přímo od něj, ale my musíme dostat nějakou pomoc od duchovního mistra.
And taking assistance is not just hearing. Hearing is one part. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. But one has to hear with great humility and submission.
Takže to, ta pomoc znamená naslouchání, ale nejen to, my musíme naslouchat s velkou pokorou a odevzdáním.
It's a mystery. This science is not, it's not just a something that everyone can understand. It's a mystery.
Tato věda není něco, co může kdokoliv pochopit, ale je to vlastně mysterium, záhada.
If it were not mysterious, why are all the persons with big high intelligence, they have their IQs, high IQs, and Mensa society, why don't they understand the absolute truth?
Proč všichni tyhle inteligentní lidé s velkým IQ a tak proč nejsou schopni pochopit absolutní pravdu?
Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita yogamaya. It's yogamaya is covering them.
A yogamaya je zakrývá.
Yogamaya can mean also mahamaya. Mahamaya is one manifestation of yogamaya.
Mahamaya. Mahamaya je manifestace
yoga maya. So they're covered by Maya, Krishna's energy, and they can't understand. Yoga Maya Samavrita, they're covered. Mudho Yam, who? The Mudhas. The fools and rascals. Who are the fools and rascals? Namam Diskritina Mudha, Prapajante, Narada. They don't surrender to me. The ones who don't surrender are the Mudhas, and for them, I don't bother to give them the understanding. I put them under Mahamaya. But if they hear from one of Krishna's devotees, authorized devotees, and with submission and sevaya, they render service, then Krishna's heart becomes won over. He's pleased. His heart is won over because the devotee is there under the guidance of Srimati Radharani, the Ladini potency, the internal potency of the Lord. They're working under her protection, under her direction. So if they become pleased, she becomes pleased, they're her dogs. She becomes pleased. And she knows how to please Krishna the best. So she then recommends this devotee to Krishna. Or this servant of a devotee to Krishna. And she never tires of bringing souls to Krishna's lotus feet. We can see that by the manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his feature as a devotee, he exhibits the untiring desire to bring all souls to the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna.
Tohle můžeme vidět projevené v příkladě Chaitany Mahaprabhu, který se nikdy neunavil v přivádění všech duší k lotosovým nohám Krishny.
Sambadam, yes. Sambadam means conversation. So, Lord Chaitanya proves Bhakta Avatar that the Lord, that the devotee is even superior to God Himself.
Pan Chaitanya dokazuje, že oddaný je dokonce ještě víc než pan samotný.
In compassion. The Lord has allowed the living entities to stay in the material world and suffer. I mean, it's not exactly so bad like that, but still, you could say, well, he allows them to stay here. Like when Krishna came, he said, surrender to me, otherwise I kick you down into the lower species of life eternally. Shipram Bhavati. No, the other one. What is it? Those who do not follow my instructions.
Když Krishna byl tady, tak on řekl, odezdejte se mi, anebo já vás uvrhnu do těch nejnižších životních druhů.
I cast them down into the lower. So, you know, he's kind of condemned all the living entities who didn't surrender. He said surrender. Those who didn't surrender, then okay, that's it. But when he comes as a devotee, There's a nice verse. He runs after them, the fallen souls. He goes running after them to find them and to bring them to the lotus feet of Krishna.
A když se Krishna zjevuje jako jeho oddaný, tak on běží vlastně za podmíněnými dušemi a snaží se je přivést k lotosovým nohám Krishny.
Krishna's devotee in the form of, for example, Srila Prabhupada, he went all over the place, all over the world, trying to pick up the drowning souls and bring them to the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet.
Odaný jako Srila Prabhupada, on cestoval po celém světě a snažil se najít ty duše a všechny je přivést k lotosovým nohám Krishny.
Just like Prahlad Maharaj said when Lord Nrsimhadeva wanted to offer him a benediction, he said, I cannot leave the service of my spiritual master Narad Muni. He saved me from the pit of the snakes.
Když Nrsimhadeva chtěl dát požehnání Prahladovi, tak on ho požádal o to, aby se nikdy nezdal služby svému duchovnímu mistrovi, který ho zachránil z toho materiálního života.
So that was pleasing to Lord Nrsimhadeva, that his devotee was glorifying another one of his great devotees, Narad Muni.
A pána Nrsimhadeva to velice potěšilo, že jeho oddaný opěvoval jiného oddaného, Náradu.
Just like if the son has many children, and if one of the children comes and says, you know, my older brother, you've trained him so nicely, he's got such nice qualities, he did all these wonderful things. All the father is very pleased. Because now he sees, not only is my older son doing nicely, but the younger son is appreciating. That means they're getting along together. There's harmony. There's cooperation. Ah, this is wonderful.
Synu a ten mladší syn přijde za otcem a začne opěvovat toho staršího syna, jak je úžasný a jak je dobrý. Tak ten otec bude velice potěšen, protože nejen, že ten starší syn je dobrý, ale ten mladší ho oslavuje a vidí, jak pěkně všichni spolupracují.
He loves to hear that. Ah, my younger son's glorifying the older son. Ah, this is nectar.
On je velice rád, když vidí můj mladší syn opěvuje staršího, to je krásné.
Because he put so much energy in training the elder son. And if the younger sons don't follow it, oh, it's so much work. Now he has to train each one directly. He's busy, he has a lot of things to do.
On trénuje, dává tolik energie do tréninku staršího syna a kdyby musel potom trénovat každého ještě z těch mladších, tak to je obrovská práce, takže on je rád, když takhle spolupracují.
Father has to go to each child now. Here's where you take this spoon and you take the 3 drops. And no, the older son teaches the next one teaches in this way. This is parampara.
Kdyby musel každého syna učit každou malou věc, tak je to velký problém, ale ten starší syn učí potom ty mladší a všechno funguje a to je parampara.
Those are a few thoughts.
Tak to je pár myšlenek.
Any questions?
Nějaké otázky?
Když chceme potěšit Krishnu, tak musíme potěšit oddaný, ale můžeme potěšit oddaný, že můžeme dělat někdo, že můžeme dělat cokoliv a tak se nám nepodaří je potěšit.
If we want to please Krishna, then we have to please devotees, but sometimes we are trying to please devotees, but whatever we do, they are not pleased.
Try harder.
Tak zkus to ještě víc.
You're not trying hard enough.
Možná to neskusíš dost jako usilovně.
Krishna is giving you a test.
Krishna ti dává test.
That's the test. Maybe Krishna is very fond of you. He's giving you a difficult test. Krishna doesn't give a test that's too difficult.
Krishna nikdy nedá zkoušku, která by byla příliš těžká.
It's like if, let's say, a coach on a team or something. So he says, tell that, he tells one of his assistant coach, go get that one, have him lift this big weight.
Ještě nějaké své pomocníky a řekne tomu pomocníkovi, řekni tamhle tomu, ať zvedne tu činku.
So the assistant goes over and says, coach says you have to come over and lift this weight.
Tak ten pomocník říká, trenér říká, že máš tam jít a zvednout tu činku.
He tries lifting it, it's heavy.
On to zkouší zvednout a je to těžký.
I can't do it.
Já to nezvednu.
Coach said you can do it.
Trenér řekl, že to
I don't think I can do it. It's too much for me. Well, you better try, because coach is not happy. So what to do? Well, you try and try. You try harder and you lift it. So the assistant, he's being hard on you, but actually it's to please the coach.
Takže ten pomocník toho trenéra je na tebe tvrdý, ale je to proto, aby potěšil toho hlavního.
He may be giving you a task that nobody else could perform.
Možná ti dává nějaký úkol, který nikdo jiný nedokáže.
Look at Sukanya. Sukanya was the daughter of Vrishaparva, a king.
Podívejte se na Sukanyu, ona byla dcerou Vrishaparvy, krále.
So it's a big story, but I'll summarize.
Je to dlouhý příběh, ale já to shrnu.
They were the king and his daughter and his retinue were on tour.
Král, dcera a družina byli na nějaké cestě.
And they happened to be in the area of the hermitage of Chayavana Muni, sage.
A byli poblíž poustevny světce Chayavany.
And the girl, she's a young princess. She's a little immature. She made some offense.
Princezna udělala nějaký přestupek. Ona byla mladá.
To the dom.
Udělala přestupek proti tomu.
To his ashram.
Proti tomu ashramu.
So the sage, he became very angry at the king.
Ten světec se velice rozhněval na krále.
And he made everyone in the party, including the king, the daughter, everybody, constipated.
No a ten hněv způsobil, že všichni, celá ta družina, král a princezna dostali zácpu.
He had mystic powers.
Měl mystické síly.
He could adjust the digestive system of all those people.
Dokázal ovlivnit trávicí trakt všech lidí.
So they're all like, suffering. And the king was very intelligent. He said, I think somebody made an offense to Chayavana Muni. This is not a normal thing that we're all constipated like this. Something's happened. So then he asked everyone, and the daughter said, well, I did one thing, and he said, that's it.
Se všech zeptal a ta dcera se přiznala, no já jsem něco provedla.
So then he prayed to Chayavana Muni, please forgive us.
Tak on se modlil k Chayavanovi Muniu, prosím, odpust nám.
So Chayavana Muni said, is this girl married?
Chayavana Muni řekl, je ta dívka vdaná?
The king, he understood what, because the sage was old. His skin was all wrinkled and loose.
Ten král hned pochopil, kam míří. Ten světec byl starý a vrásčitý, jeho kůže byla volná.
Young, beautiful princess, old, loose-skinned, irritable sage. She was a kshatriya, he was a brahmana. There were so many mismatches there.
Krásná princezna, starý světec, který se hnedka rozčílí.
But he said, no, she's not married. Would you like her hand in marriage? He said, yes. So now, what a test for the princess. And Chaivani was very, very hard to please. Whatever she did, no. You've done it wrong. Chastisement. Very irritable. She could have thought, oh, this is ridiculous. What kind of a mistake is this? What's happened to me? My life is ruined. No, her life was not ruined. Her life was given a chance to become the most glorious. Her father was not bewildered. He knew what he was doing. And above him, Krishna knew what he was doing. It was her service to test her and to make her greater. Testing doesn't just mean to make them suffer. It means to make them greater. There's some saying, a true friend is tested in adversity, something like that. Yeah? Otherwise, it's easy to be fair-weather friends. Fair-weather friend, that's another saying. When the weather's nice and it's sunny, you have many friends. Nice day, isn't it? Do you need any help? Anything I can do to help you out? Yeah, that's nice. But what happens when it's storm and snow is 4 feet high? Your electricity is out. You have no food. And then you call up a friend. So now if he comes, he's a real friend. And if he doesn't come, he's a fair weather friend. He comes only when it's nice weather. So the friend calls you and you may think, oh, why is he calling me? Why didn't he call the other friends? Because he's giving you the chance to become his very, very close dear friend. So sometimes we're given very difficult tasks. And it may take the shape of, like you say, having a difficult time pleasing somebody. Now, having said that, having said that, we do have recourse. You know the word recourse? Alternative. We have some alternative.
alternativu, nějakou jinou možnost.
We can appeal to higher authorities.
A můžeme jít přistoupit k vyšším autoritám.
That you know, I'm having some difficulty here. If you could kindly give me some advice or help me be able to figure this out.
Tak se zeptáme, no já mám tady nějakou takovou potíž, můžete mi nějak pomoct?
And that's all right.
A to je v pořádku.
So it may be a difficult task, and we can take some help from other devotees how to do my service.
Se poradit vzít pomoc od jiných odaných ohledně služby.
Just like the gopis sometimes approach Radharani, how can we please Krishna?
Jako gopie někdy přistoupí k Radharani a ptají se, jak můžou potěšit Krishnu.
And sometimes Radharani approaches one of her other gopi friends, how do I please Krishna?
A někdy Radharani přijde za svými přítelkyněmi zeptá se, jak můžu potěšit Krishnu.
So in this way, even the greatest devotees, they approach other devotees to get advice and mercy how to please Krishna.
Takže někdy ti největší odaní přijdou za jinými odanými a požádají o radu a milost, zeptají se, jak můžou potěšit Krishnu.
So the solution is, in order to take shelter of or to please a particular devotee, I may have to please another particular devotee to please that devotee.
Že někdy, aby jsme potěšili toho daného, tak musíme potěšit nějakého jiného daného, který potěší tamtoho daného.
Somehow or other, the position remains the same. I have to take shelter of Krishna's devotees to help me through this difficulty.
Ale ta pozice zůstává stejná, že já musím přijmout útočiště Krišnových odaných, abych vyřešil ten problém.
And we can pray to Krishna also.
Taky se můžeme modlit ke Krišnovi.
My dear Lord Krishna, in other words, praying to Krishna is not wrong. It's right.
Modlit se ke Krišnovi není špatné, je to správné.
But praying to Krishna, my Lord, I'm trying to serve you. And I'm trying to cooperate nicely with your servants, but there's some obstacle. You kindly please help me to overcome this obstacle.
Takže se můžeš modlit takhle, můj drahý pane Krišno, já se snažím ti sloužit, ale je tady nějaká potíž a ve spolupráci s těmito odanými, tak prosím, pomož mi nějak, abych to mohl vyřešit.
And Krishna will help.
A Krishna pomůže.
He likes to help us devotees.
Krishna rád pomáhá odaným.
Otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Jinak bychom tady nebyli.
If Krishna weren't helping us,
kdyby nám Krishna nepomáhal,
what qualifications do we have to remain devotees or to become devotees or anything?
Jaké máme kvalifikace, aby jsme se stali odanými a zůstali odanými?
Krishna is being very kind to us.
Krishna je k nám velice laskavý.
Okay. Thank you for that. Good question. Any other? Without bhakti.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the point. The Vedas teach bhakti.
Je řečeno, že je jako Krishna říká, že cílem Ved je poznat mě, ale zároveň je řečeno Vedeshu Adulabham, že není možné Krishnu poznat. Adulabham. Není možné. Jo, že je těžké Krishnu poznat pomocí Ved, takže odpověď je, že ten bod je v tom, že můžeme Krishnu poznat pomocí bhakti.
Yeah, so because the Vedas are all about bhakti, then by hearing the Vedas, by studying the Vedas properly under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, then Krishna is easily acquired.
Takže studováním ved pod vedením duchovního mistra můžeme snadno Krishnu pochopit.
But without bhakti, without devotional service, you can go on studying dry speculation, scholarly studying for millions of lifetimes and you won't get Krishna.
Ale bez bhakti, bez udané služby můžeš spekulativně studovat vedy miliony let, ale Krishnu nezískáš.
So Krishna and bhakti, there's no such thing as Krishna without bhakti.
Takže Krishna bez bhakti to nejde.
There's no such thing as Krishna without bhaktas.
Není nic takového jako Krishna bez bhaktů. We have to be attached to something. We are attached either to Krishna or to Maya, and it is said that we are attached to something which we know. So it seems like we are more attached to Maya because we know.
Yeah, that's our conditioning. That's why we're here in the hospital learning how to become attached to Krishna.
No, to je právě proč jsme podmíněni, protože jsme připoutaní k Máji. My jsme tady teď jako v nemocnici a snažíme se být připoutaní ke Krishnovi.
We're taking the therapy. Now you chant, now you bow down, now you hear about Krishna, now you taste Krishna prasad. We're taking this therapy so much that now Krishna is becoming more prominent than Maya.
Máme tady ten proces, teďka se tady poklon, teďka čentuj, teďka naslouchej o Krishnovi, teďka přijmej prasada a tím způsobem Krishna v našem životě začne převládat.
By ourselves alone, we may have good intentions, I want to become attached to Krishna.
My můžeme mít jako dobré záměry, že já chci teďka být připoutaný ke Krishnovi.
But without the association of the devotees, it may be difficult for me because I'm conditioned by Maya.
Ale bez společnosti odaných bude těžké být připoutaný ke Krishnovi, protože já jsem připoutaný teď k Máji.
So I associate with the devotees and the Dham, the holy Dham, and then I become attracted more to Krishna.
Takže já se teď združuji s odanými a žiju ve svatém dhámu a proto jsem víc.
It works. Become attracted because Krishna is already all attractive, but because I'm diseased, I'm not attracted.
Krishna je vše přitahující, ale protože my jsme teď nemocní, tak nás nepřitahuje.
But the medicine is chanting about Krishna's name, then I get free from my disease, and that's best done satam prasangam amavirya samvido in the association of devotees.
A ten lék, to je zpívání svatého jména, a to se nejlépe dělá ve společnosti Krishnových odaní.
It's much easier to chant and hear about Krishna in the association of devotees.
Je mnohem jednodušší zpívat a naslouchat o Krishnově společnosti odaní.
Live with non-devotees, even chanting, they say, don't chant. If you chant in this house, we'll beat you.
Bude těžké zpívat ve společnosti neodaných. Když tam budete zpívat, tak oni vám řeknou, tady v tom domě zpívat nebudeš, jinak tě vyrazíme.
I was in the Israeli army, and I was trying to offer my food to Krishna, ringing the bell and the picture. And
já jsem v izraelské armádě a zkoušel jsem tam obětovat jídlo, Krishnovu obrázku, měl jsem zvoneček.
One big soldier came up and said, if you don't stop ringing that bell, I'm going to shove it right down your throat.
Jeden velký voják přiběhnul a říká, jestli nepřestaneš zvonit tím zvonkem, tak já ti to jdu nacpu do krku.
That's what happens when your non-devotee association becomes difficult.
Tohle se stane, když budete s neodanými, bude to všechno obtížné.
So be thankful that there is the chance to live with devotees and chant with devotees.
Buďte vděční za to, že tady je společnost oddaných a že můžete s nimi být a zpívat.
Be thankful that persons like us from our background are given such chance.
Buďte vděční za to, že lidé z naší minulosti dostali takovou možnost.
Any other? Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.